Remarks of the President upon receiving the report of the President's Advisory Committee on Government Management, 18 December 1952.
Mr. President, this is a real honor, and it gives me distinct pleasure to present to you the final report of a committee you appointed a little over 3 years ago to advise with you on the important matter of the improvement of management and government. We have, under your directive, been meeting and studying this subject during this period of 3 years, and we feel that a great deal has been accomplished in this important area of management in government. It gives me great pleasure, sir, to present to you, on behalf of our committee, our final report.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Morgan. I appreciate this report, and I also want to say to you that I am highly indebted to you and your committee for advice and constructive advice at that, and on which we could act. And there's one question I would like to ask you. Do you think there's been any improvement in government management in the last 3 years?
A great deal, sir. A great deal. And it's in areas where the public has not yet been able to see it. It's down the line in departments where offices have been established for the purpose of making studies in each department to make people conscious of their responsibility toward better management in government.
Well, that's what we want. And your recommendations here, the first one I see is all right. It says the President should be granted permanent reorganization authority since the need for it is continuing. That's the truth, if this ever said.